Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Flow State Business Podcast. I am so excited to be bringing this guest episode to you today because I got so much out of it. It literally felt like the universe was directly channeled through my guest. Her name is Kelsey Aida. She is an incredible author of many manifestation resources and books. She's also an energetic alignment healer, and she is an intuitive guide helping you manifest your desires and love yourself fully. In this episode, we talk about getting into the energy of big manifestations, balancing attachment and desire, and also the power of scripting. One of her latest books is called Letters to the Universe. You are going to love this. I know I got so much out of it myself. It really helped me put my own big desires back into gear. So have a listen, connect with Kelsey. Let me know as well. If you're listening, make sure you screenshot and tag us in this episode. And for now, let's jump straight in and meet Kelsey. Kelsey, thank you so much for jumping into the podcast as our guest this week. It is so wonderful to have you here.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm very excited and I can already feel the magic brewing, and I said a little prayer before we recorded to just come through with the right information for your people. So I'm here to deliver. I'm excited.
Already a soul sister. I have rituals and prayers and little affirmations for literally everything, and especially in the business. So I love hearing this.
Yes. You got to go into everything with intentionality. I mean, as like a manifesting queen and teacher, it's all about the intention. When you're cooking dinner, when you're sitting down to rest for a moment, when you're going into the car, how do you want your drive to be? Like everything.
It's so beautiful. So you guys, Kelsey and I literally just met properly, like speaking to each other for the first time. And this happens with podcast interviews. If you don't have one, you know, you meet them and then on the podcast itself. But immediately I was just so drawn to you and your energy. I have been stalking down your Instagram page and I have loved everything that you've created in the world of manifestation. Before we get stuck into the juicy stuff, because I definitely want to pick your brain on how we can get into or back into the energy of big manifestations, where it's a freaking huge expansion talk today. How did you get into this in the first place? I want to hear the origin story. I want to hear how you got into manifesting. Have you always been a spiritual girly? Let's go.
Yeah. So it all started in 1994. I was born in California. No, I'm just kidding. We won't go back that far. But my childhood was like pretty normal. It wasn't that interesting until like later. So I had a great childhood. It was fine. And then when I got to my teenage years, I had kind of like the perfect storm happened where I ended up in a depression. I was diagnosed with basically like functional depression. So I was still going to school and I was still like having a life, but I was like dying on the inside slowly and painfully. And that lasted for about 3 years. And it was kind of the perfect storm of like being a teenager, life is hard. I didn't know how to navigate my emotions. I was training my whole life to be a professional dancer. I got injured. So that really like took like the air out from under my wings pretty much and like crushed my whole dreams of like my life. And also I was just generally like not understanding how to have like the intimate emotional connection that I require for myself, like with myself and my own emotions and with other people. Because if you can't get deep with yourself, it's really like hard to do with others. So generally just a bad vibe. And I hit like a breaking point a couple years in and I just realized like I was not always like this. Like I used to have energy. I used to have hobbies. I used to be happy. I used to, you know, be bubbly, social, extroverted. Like where did I go? Like what happened? Because you just kind of like fall into it and then you're in it and you don't really see clearly. But I just had like this revelation, like what happened to me? I am not wanting to feel sick and tired anymore. Like, I'm over this. And I basically gave the universe slash God slash my life an ultimatum slash prayer. And it was like, send your homegirl some help. what does a girl got to do around here to get help? Like, I need to figure out how to enjoy my life again. And I need to figure it out yesterday because I'm like dreaming of being hit by a bus or like going into a coma. And I just like can't deal. Like, I need to figure out how to be happy. And as the universe would have it, after I said that, of course, like, it was lining me up with all the right resources and a therapist and a shaman and all these tools and all this spiritual information and all this energy work. And I'm just like a sponge who absorbs information very quickly. So once I got into that world, everything just started making sense to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is all making sense. This all must be for a higher purpose. Like, everything I'm focusing on is making me even more depressed, and I need to start exercising. I need to change everything. So I changed everything.
Wow.
I changed my mindset. I changed my approach, really, my perspective. And the biggest like affirmation, which is part of the reason why I'm obsessed with affirmations, like people know I've written more than one book on affirmations, was like, I'm not my depression, right? If you're sick with a cold, you don't think I am my cold, right? It's just like, okay, I have a cold. Let me rest. My body knows how
it's
to heal. I'll drink my fluid.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll drink my fluids, I will sleep, you know, and I don't think that I'm going to die from the cold. I just know it's going to suck for a little bit, right? So I kind of made the I am not my depression, like I'm not depressed, like I'm going through a temporary experience of having this mental illness, but if my body can be ill and heal itself, like why can't my emotional body know how to heal itself if I can just get out of the way and support it better, which is what I started to do. And then honestly, within a month of like the ultimatum, I was feeling better, and I was doing practices that I was learning, and I was reading, and I was going to therapy, and I was doing all this healing work, and I was on a high. I was like, this is better than I even felt before I was depressed. Like, this is crazy. Like, how does everybody not have access to this information that makes your life so amazing? And that's really when I like immediately I wanted to teach it. I was like, okay, I integrated it. I did it. I feel great. Ready to teach. Gonna be the next Deepak Chopra. Wrote my first book. Well, not right away. I had to like make a blog first because I didn't want to write a book and no one to read it. So I like made a blog and started an email list and, you know, did all that stuff. And now we are years later, I think five books? I don't know. I can't remember. There's more books coming all the time.
Wow.
There's a bunch of books. There's a podcast. There's retreats. There's coaching. I just started this journal shop on Etsy that has all these like self-inquiry tools and journals. Like, I just can't stop like producing and sharing this information because to me, like, quality of life is the most important thing. And being aligned energetically with your desires and going for your desires and allowing yourself to create your happiest life is like a big part of that. So yeah, that's why I'm excited to teach people about it. And that's a little bit about my story.
I love that. And
sorry, it was kind of long.
No, it is so, it's honestly so inspiring because you are an example of how you can turn things around. And it wasn't the fastest turnaround by any means, but it's what I got from this story is like all the small steps that you took, which made you have this quantum leap in your life and how incredible it is now. And that it's to the point where it's pouring out of you like honey and you're not needing to force or push. Nothing that you do is coming from a place where you need it to work. It just is working because this is truly your soul purpose work. And these kinds of stories and soul-led entrepreneurship is what really lights all of our listeners up, but also this audience that's listening in. I know how much that story in and of itself has served. So thank you so much for sharing that and taking us way back. I definitely want to talk about a few things. Your authorship, and obviously how much you're writing. This is fascinating to me because I'm currently feeling so blocked around writing a book, let alone you're saying I can't stop writing books. So I definitely want to, you know, base some questions around there. But I do want to come to this conversation around big manifestations. And if I really link that up, a big manifestation of mine is I do want to have a book. It doesn't even need to be a best-selling book, but just have something there. And I know so many people who are listening in are going to have their own relevant big manifestations on that list. Like, we've just come out of the dream board season. You know, January is just like, oh, yes, this is exactly what I want. And then by mid-February or the end of Feb, it just, the conversation dies off, or you just forget what you actually put on there at the start of the year. It's been a very tough season for, I know, a lot of my audience and entrepreneurs in general. 2023 seemed to be more of a year of contraction rather than, wow, look at all these amazing things. Or even if you had big things happen, it's still something about it just still felt stuck and, you know, kind of just difficult. I want to pick your brain on how to drop into the energy of big manifestation vibes.
Yeah. Okay. So this is such a loaded question. And I can actually tie it back to the book blockage that you're having and share a personal story too.
I would love that.
Let me help you out, girl. So when it comes to the big stuff, right? Like, which is relative term, right? Different dreams seem big to different people. It's all perspective. So it's hard to say like what is a big dream versus like a small dream. But usually it is easier to manifest the smaller, quote unquote, smaller things like a free cup of coffee or a good parking spot because you don't have so much resistance to that and you don't like make the potential failure of that thing mean something so big, right? Because a lot of times we place these meanings on what we want and we think, oh my gosh, if this doesn't work, then that means that I'm going to be alone forever. I'll never write the book. I'll never be successful, you know, I will never feel better. And it's like these huge stories that we create before we even start, before we even
and
try.
You know, even as you're saying this, I am like, if I had already got off my butt and wrote the book, I would be able to be introduced as Ruby Lee author. Just like what I said with you, Kelsey is an author. I'm like, why don't I have that story yet? So yes, totally calling me out here.
You know, that's why they pay me the big bucks, girl. I just get right to the medicine, right to the point. But yeah, it's funny because we create all these stories, right? And we really just start to believe the fear, project the past onto the future. Oh, it didn't work last time, so why would it work this time? It never works out for me in love, so why would this be different? I never gotten the raise, so why would it happen now? You know, and we just start to question so much instead of just letting the future be an open blank slate to be your creative playground. And one of the big things that I teach, like the ladies who come on my retreats and my coaching clients and people that I work with, like in a really intimate container, is how to feel all of their feelings with compassion, with love, without judgment, so that they don't have to go into their life trying to avoid certain uncomfortable disappointments or situations or failures or whatever. Like the women that I work with are so good with their emotions that they trust themselves so deeply that it actually allows them to go for those big things because they don't have that narration in the back of their mind, oh, if this doesn't work out, I'm going to be wrecked. They think, oh, okay, if this doesn't work out, I'll try again. I might cry for a day, but I'll get over it. You know, like I'm resilient. Like they have that narrative inside of themselves that like I can tolerate uncomfortable feelings so I don't have to hold myself to like a lesser life or a lesser standard out of fear of potentially, not even guaranteed, of potentially feeling bad, right? Like that potential that we could feel bad is what holds us back so much of the time. So if you're not scared of feeling bad, then like you're not scared of anything and you can go for everything. So one of the big like keys in my teaching of manifestation is like feeling it all. Because when you can hold that energy in your body, like you are un-F-withable and you can do anything.
Hi, my loves. I hope you are loving this episode as much as I have loved creating it for you. I'm quickly dropping in to let you know of a flow tool, which I think you will love to have alongside you in your business and definitely your more complex goals that you might be setting for yourself. This is a tool which is steeped in flow science. It's a 90-minute audio flow track filled with my favorite lo-fi productivity beats, and it is soaked with the best subliminals to help you call in more focus, more impact, more income, and more productivity than ever. If you are wanting to experience this level of time dilation, of folding time, of getting more done in a shorter period of time, then this is what you'll need in your business. I'm going to leave the links below. And for now, let's head back to the episode. I love this. And I want to ask a further question to this because where my mind goes, like I always dance between the energetics of course, calling in all the big things, but also in real life, in 3D world, there is this belief as a society that if there is no skin in the game, if there is nothing there that's actually really drawing you or driving you and you're like not feeling the feelings of like really wanting it and wanting it because of this, how does that work in perspective to everything you've just said? Is it like you have skin in the game, but you're not attached to that creating a positive outcome? So is it more so along those lines?
Yeah, I think when it comes to manifesting and talking about like the attachment piece, like let go, don't be attached. It's like so hard because if it's your genuine heart's desire, like you can't just let it go and like not care if it happens or if it doesn't happen. Like you're gonna care if you want it to happen, right? So that's okay to care, but it's a matter of being unattached to like how it manifests, when it manifests, exactly what it looks like, because, you know, you're co-creating with so many different energies. Like when we think of our point of attraction, we think, oh, my conscious thoughts are my point of attraction. Like, yeah, that's one point of attraction, but also your emotional body has a point of attraction. Your higher self has a point of attraction. You're co-creating with the universe. You came into this life with like certain, you know, choices and destinies and things that you wanted to lay out that might be contradicting what you think that you want, right? So there's a lot of different aspects at play. But what I'm really trying to get at is just that you have to, like, firstly, give yourself permission to want what you want. Because I think in society, there's a big, like, desire is the root of all evil. Desire causes suffering. Desire is bad. It's, you know, it's superficial. It's ego, whatever, whatever. But, like, if you can get to the root of your desire, like kind of how you were talking about, like what's the goal of the goal? What is your why? That's what I call your genuine desire. And when you know your genuine desire, which is usually how you want to feel, how you want to show up in the world, you know, it's more feelings and energetics based versus the actual circumstance. You can drop into that right now. You don't have to wait for the circumstances to be perfect to allow yourself to give yourself permission to feel those feelings. Because really, the whole like law of attraction 101 is like subconsciously, I'm not going to let myself feel happy until I get this thing. I'm not going to tell myself that I'm sexy until I lose 10 pounds. I'm not going to allow myself to feel XYZ good feelings that I want until the universe gives me this thing.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, and that is so conditional.
Which is so powerful because I feel the story that I'm telling myself about the book in particular and all the other big manifestations, but this one in particular is I'm not a real entrepreneur until I have authored a book. Yeah, so juicy. And it's so untrue because in between all of that, the business has been so freaking amazing and abundant and it's continued to grow and all the things. But I think it's because in the process of wanting to manifest and write this book, and I've got a whole story behind that. I've actually written the book and I don't think it's good enough. Okay. So it's anyway, that's a whole other thing. But I'm like, wait, is this book the thing that's going to get me really known? And then I'm overthinking the whole thing. And I'm listening to other authors saying,
reach into the choir. Yep.
As soon as I wrote this book, I was invited to speak on stages. As soon as I wrote this book, I made X amount of dollars. So, you know, there's this like real authoritative leadership piece that's attached to that. And of course, that's true. But I'm just noticing that how much of this is in the way of the manifestation, even through this discussion. Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I'm noticing, like if we were on a coaching call and you're my client, I'd be like, hey, girlfriend, did you realize that your surface desire, which I don't say surface and like it doesn't matter, but more like the 3D desire is the book. And then underneath that is you wanting to feel authority, wanting to feel respect, wanting to feel power, whatever it is that you want to feel. And like you thinking that your own book is good enough is what would give you that authority. Like you have to be authority to yourself.
Isn't it so interesting? And then on any other platform, I got it, right? It's just like, bam, bam. Yeah. In written form, it's a totally different emotional playing field, so to speak. It's like I've literally ring fenced it around and gone, over here is, I don't belong there. But it's like, you know, you can hang out with all of these other people, but not these people here, i.e. authors or people who have actually.
Yeah. One, you're a manifesting generator. You can hang out wherever you want, girl. We are like the shapeshifters of the world.
Oh my God.
We do it all.
Kelsey was like, I can't stop creating. This was before we went live. And I'm like, you're definitely an MG girlfriend. I'm like, well, that's so the same.
Yes. And to bring it back to, because I said I would share an example. So right now, I'm working on a book that I know in my heart is going to be a lot bigger than any of the other books I've written before, potentially like bigger than all the books I've written before combined. And I feel like this book I've been working on for years. Normally I work on a book in like so fast, like 2 months maybe or less, depending like how many words it is, because I just channel, go, go, go. And it flows out of me. And like with the other books, I feel like I was like 10 steps ahead of what I was teaching. So it would just flow right out. But with this one, it's like I'm learning and integrating it into my life as I'm writing it. So it's getting done in like pieces, very like to the moment. And I've been like low-key procrastinating the book because I'm low-key intimidated by how big I feel it could be and like how helpful it's going to be, because I feel the collective like asking for the answers that are in the book. It's all about resistance, like working through your resistance and your energy. It's literally like manifesting 2.0. Like, okay, we set our intentions, we did our affirmations, we made a vision board, but where's my stuff? Why isn't my life changing? Why is it so hard? And like troubleshooting, right? And I know that's going to be amazing, but then I put all this pressure on myself, like, oh my gosh, so many more people are going to read it. That's so much responsibility. Everyone's going to want a piece of me. Everyone's going to want to know more, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, right, we're placing all these stories about like after the book of all the expectations that we have. And then we're like, oh, I don't know, let me procrastinate. I already wrote it, but it's not good enough, you know, 100%. So like, I'm right there with you, girl. I'm right there with you. And it's funny because when you ask and set the intention to write a book about troubleshooting manifestation, your life gives you that 100% so that you can really master it and teach it from experience.
All the time. It happens to me all the time. Any theme that I'm bringing into my coaching spaces or masterminds, there it is, like right in front of me.
Classic.
I have, if you haven't already added this bit into the book, right? Like as a reader, I'm going to read your book. This is interesting. So I have no resistance around money. Like I wanted to buy.
That's very lucky.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to buy a beautiful $1 million beach home and I didn't want to have a mortgage. So I'm like, this year I'm going to make that amount and buy it in cash. Done. Did it in less than a year. This year I'm going to buy a Mercedes because I really want to upgrade the car. Done. Bought it in cash. No worries. So zero resistance around money and it showing up for material things. So I'm very lucky in that way. But it's interesting because I know the feeling of no resistance in this area, but obviously resistance around showing up and being a leader and writing the book and having something so concrete. So if you haven't already got something in there, like a chapter like that, that's the one I need to zone in on.
The chapter about taking that confidence from one area of your life and just copy-pasting it onto the harder.
That's the troubleshooting. I like that. That's what I want. I love it.
I will take your request into consideration and plug it somewhere into the book and give you a shout out. My friend Ruby, this is for her and everybody else who's like her, which is everybody.
Oh, that's amazing. All right. So your newest book, this one, when did your latest book get published?
Oh, man. Okay. So the latest one. Yeah. Or was it My Pocket Guide? They came out about the same time and I wrote them around the same time. So it's very jumbled in my head, like what came first. But Letters to the Universe, I think that was the most recent one. And that one came out. So my last two recent books came out, I want to say 2022.
Yes.
2023? 2022? Yeah. I don't have to check the book. I just write the books and then they're born.
Such
you know?
A beautiful cover. Like you guys, I'm going to link it in the show notes.
Thank you.
It is so beautiful. And this whole book is literally 50 guided letters to help you. What is it? To help you manifest the life that you want. I love this. Okay. So I have a question.
Yeah.
When it comes to, because this is a whole book about scripting. And I think this is fascinating because this is the way that I literally can drop into my manifestations faster. It's through writing rather than visualizing. And I want to ask you, what is your favorite script that you go to the most when you're wanting to call in a big freaking manifestation?
Okay, so this is kind of a funny trick question because the book is actually the same script the whole time. So the whole book is the one script that I use. It's not 50 different templates. It's literally one template, my special secret sauce process for manifesting that I use every single time I want to manifest something. And it's a series of like self-inquiry to really discover like the why behind the why. Like, what's the goal of your goal? What are we really after here? Like, let's secure that first, because if you just go manifesting things without knowing why, like, you could just be wasting time and energy, which we don't want to do. So we gain the clarity. And then we ask some questions about resistance. Is there any part of me that might not be ready for this? Is there any part of me that's like not on board with this dream? See what's there. Work through that. And I think there's about 8 questions, but it kind of guides you through like clarity, resistance releasing, more clarity, and getting all the prep work done. And then once you've gone through those questions, then you just free flow and write your letter to the universe. So it could sound something like, hey, universe, thanks in advance for this blessing that I'm super excited to receive. I can't wait to be an author and be introduced on podcasts as an author. And it's going to feel so good and juicy and expansive. And I just love the idea of being an author. And like, I'm ready to step into my authorship and my authority and blah, 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 whatever it is. And people, here's something people like say about scripting. They're like, oh, you have to do it in the first person present tense as if it's already happening, or even past tense, like it already happened. And I would say do what works best for you. But sometimes I think people have resistance to writing as if it had already happened because they feel like they're lying. They feel fraudulent, and that can create like an energetic disconnect that we don't want. So I encourage people to write to where you are, but in an open and expansive way. So even if you're saying like, I'm excited to receive this, I'm looking forward to experiencing this, you are still first person present tense in the now. You're excited in the now, you're open, but you're still like expecting it in the future. And that's okay. Don't feel like, oh, if I say it's in the future, it's always going to be stuck in the future. Like, no, that's not true.
Yes. Thank you for giving that permission slip. That is awesome. Because I guess, like, you know, it's always seasonal. There are some seasons where you do feel like just stepping into those shoes right now, and there's no blocks around it. It's just there, and it's here. Like when I was writing to manifest the house, I'm like, I have the keys, and I'm opening the door to it. Like, I'm a specific manifester as well in human design, so I let step everything out, and it's easy for me to think about it that way. But yeah. This, when you were saying that, like, hey, universe, I'm so excited to be introduced as an author on podcast, I had my eyes closed, you guys, and was just receiving that. I'm like, that felt really good, as opposed to I'm flipping through my whatever 100-page book. I can't do, it's not there. It's not, my energy is not fully matched to that yet, but it is matched to the way that you've just said it. Oh, so good.
Well, and when you say like, I'm excited to, I'm ready to, I'm willing to, I'm open to, like, you're energetically opening up and becoming a magnet for what you want. You're not keeping it in the future, like how some people say. Like, that's just honestly not true.
Oh my gosh, this is so good. I definitely could keep going and read all of your books. So how do we find your books? Is it on Amazon? Did you, where do we purchase them?
Yeah, so my books are everywhere. If you just search Kelsey Aida on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Target or Walmart or anywhere, you will find all the books. As far as like in the stores, only the 3 that I've published with Simon & Schuster are in the stores, but the self-published ones are on Amazon. So they're like all on Amazon and all online. Yeah.
And ships worldwide and everything.
Yeah. You can definitely order them anywhere from Amazon. Amazon is pretty cool that way, that you can get anything anywhere, pretty much, for the most part. And you can also go to my website. I have like the books linked there, wherever you like to shop for books. And I just started, if you're in the US, selling signed copies of the books, like that I ship out personally from my TikTok shop. So if you go to Kelsey Aida on TikTok, I just listed a couple of my books on there. So you can get like a signed copy for me, and I'll ship it to you. And that's like really special for me, because then I get to see the orders come in and like sign it and ship it off with a little note and stuff. Because as an author, you'll discover this. You just get like royalty checks every 6 months, but you don't really get like good stats on like how your books are selling. Like Amazon gives you some, but like you don't get real time data that much. You just see like every so often, oh, we sold this many this quarter or whatever. So it's really cool. The TikTok shop, I would say, is a good resource too to grab the books. That's the only place you can get a signed copy. So.
Oh, I'm so jealous. We don't have TikTok shop yet in Australia yet, but it is coming.
Yeah, because it's pretty new.
Yeah, it's pretty new. I've heard amazing things about it. I'm like, I want to put so many things on there as well. Okay, so make sure you follow Kelsey. I'm going to leave Kelsey's links all below and connect with us. If you have any questions, if you guys are asking me questions, I'll tag Kelsey in as well so she can help answer those. But this has been so fun. I feel like my energy is completely so different. And thank you for helping me rewire some of those thoughts around authorship and writing. And it's happening. It's happening.
Yes, it's happened. It already happened. You already wrote the book.
Exactly. It's done. Okay. What is your final piece of advice for anyone who's holding a big manifestation that's going to drop them into that belief zone fast?
Okay. So this has actually been on my heart because I've been exploring like my own fear. And I feel like fear is a big theme for people, especially when it comes to big stuff, right? Like the big stuff is what we're most afraid of because we're like, oh my gosh, I could, this is so big, this is so new, this is so different. Ah, change is scary, you know? So I would say my message to everybody listening is to just hear your fear out from a place of like a wise parental standpoint. Like a loving place where like, okay, fear, like I can understand why you would be afraid of that. But to be honest, that's probably not going to happen. And I'm not going to let my fear stop me from living my best life because what a waste of time and energy. So I love you, fear. Thank you for caring for me. You're amazing for your pure positive intentions of protection. But I'm going to do whatever the F I want anyway.
We're fucking going for it. It's there.
Yeah, we're still going for it. I'll hold your hand and your fear is like, ah, and you're running and you're going and it's going to be okay, you know?
Love that. That is so playful, fun, and once again, permission giving, but in a way that's just like, we can do it. We can do it. And oh, face the fear and do it anyway. The net is there. I love this.
Well, and can I say one more thing that's coming to me too? The big things usually that you want to manifest, it's not only your desire that's bringing that to fruition, right? So there are readers for this book that you are writing, right? So it's a co-creation between you and the readers. You want to write it. They want to read it. If you want to be in a relationship with someone, that person wants to be in a relationship with you. Like they're looking for you and waiting for you and trying to find you. So it's like these big dreams that we have, they're not just yours. So if you're withholding them from the world, I would say that's pretty selfish. So don't do that. Don't withhold your dreams because your dreams are bigger than you and they're probably being co-created for you and through you and other people on this planet. So just think about that.
I needed that so much today, my love. Thank you for being an awesome guest on the show, for providing all the value. And we will see you everywhere that you're posting your amazing books. And once again, you're amazing and keep your magic up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kelsey.